We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, by the way, I just wanted to let you know the state of Oklahoma just got cooler because still Panthers there now.
You guys don't even know how great it's going
to
be.
Yeah, you're about to get...
The song was written about... very state that's going to benefit from the band tonight at Rocklahoma.
Well, I bet you never guessed when you came to the show. You'd be getting on the bus with me and doing some blow. Your mama's in the parking lot looking for you. She's going to find you when I'm done, all covered with goo. Hair on your nipples, zits on your in Oklahoma City, all considered a fox. What you have to do for that backstage pass? Cause I found a poison laminate inside of your ass. So come on, pretty baby, suck my all night. The driver says we're leaving, come on in light. Spit out that retainer and do me right. Oh, come on, pretty baby, suck my b- all night.
Yeah, that's
good. Oh, you're a good girl. I wanna thank you for the loving that you spread over me. I'll be singing about you on our next CD. And you won't have to wonder if you're coffee tea. You'll be screaming my name when you sit down to Michael Stein. Whoa, whoa, whoa. So come on, pretty baby, suck my all night. I'm hopped up on Cialis and you're high as a kite. I know it tastes infected, but I think it's alright. Oh, come on, pretty baby, suck my b- all night.
Our next guest is the frontman for the Hollywood-based band who have grown from selling out clubs on the Sunset Strip to becoming a worldwide sensation at festivals around the globe. His name is Michael Starr. This is Steel Panther. Been hard at work recording their new album, but tonight, they take the stage for the first night of Rocklahoma in Pryor, Oklahoma. Please welcome, Steel Panther frontman and friend of the show, Michael Starr.
Oh, Michael Starr, you mother effer.
Hey, what's going on, Johnny?
Like, listen, I make you sit there on the phone and listen to your own music.
I like it.
I know you do. Are you already in Oklahoma?
Yeah, dude, we got here yesterday, early afternoon.
What are you doing, tornado watching?
Say again?
There's nothing to do in Oklahoma except tornado watch. What are you doing there?
Well, you know, we got here a day early just to make sure that Lexi shows up.
Oh, my God, listen, I don't want to rat him out, but the last time we spoke with him... I don't know the sex therapy is taken. I don't know that he's abstaining. And I'm not ratting him out. I'm just saying I want to support that he has a sex problem. And he sounded like he was a little sexed up and there might have been a girl in the room.
Yeah, he's always sexed up. And there's all, you know, there's always things that go along with having sex addiction, like drug addiction,
right.
All kinds of addiction, pizza addiction.
Right.
He's got every addiction there is. So we fly out a day early to start our tours. It's really important. Plus, we all sat down and watched the basketball game last night, which was killer.
Did you have fun on the boat? I noticed you guys all went out on a boat but forgot to bring bait.
Yes, we did. We went for a fishing trip, forgot bait, and you know what we did instead?
What?
We just got high. It was really fun because it was a little bumpy, and I thought, oh, we don't have Dramamine. What do we do? No bait, no Dramamine. Tons of beer, and that was good. It was a really fun trip.
Listen, you guys.
Sometimes fans really need to spend quality time together.
Are you going to DVD or at least record The Girl from Oklahoma? I mean, it's one of the classics, and you're in this very state that inspired it.
That's a good idea. When you were playing on the radio, I thought, oh, my God, we are actually in the place where the song originated from.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl that we wrote about is this chick named Donna,
mm-hmm.
and she had a 78 Camaro, like a Firebird, the Firebird-style car.
Nice.
And that's who it's about. And she, oh. It was her dad's car.
Dude, hair on her nipples, zits on her box. It's just, it wants Oklahoma.
Yeah. The car was beautiful. Let's just say that.
Now, everybody, this is a great three-day festival, and you guys are going to have a great show. By the way, my only advice, and you know, I feel free to always give advice. Guar, as you know, was on the bill tonight before you, and I don't know if you ever heard their version of Kansas' Carry On My Wayward Son, but I feel maybe somebody from Guar on stage with Steel Panther tonight.
Yeah, that'd be cool, huh?
Yeah, have you seen him live yet?
No, I have not.
True story, no joke, 16 years old, a place called The Outhouse in the middle of a cornfield, a punk rock club, blazing on LSD with my friend Dane Peterson the first time I ever saw Guar.
You took acid at 17?
Yeah. Technically, I took it at 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, but listen, it's $8.
That's why you're so smart.
You know,
no, it's really supposed to open up a bunch of receptors and be able to get more information. It really helps, and it keeps your hair long.
It's true. It is so true. Listen, let me tell you another little fun fact about Kansas you may not know. Wamego, Kansas, home of a Titan missile silo. A millionaire moved out here in the 90s and started up the biggest LSD production facility in the United States, and in fact provided more than 90% of all LSD came out of Wamego, Kansas missile silo.
Wow, amazing.
I know.
I made it all the way to Chicago when I was a kid. I guess now the new thing is instead of taking LSD, you just take really strong THC droppers, right?
Oh, my God. My buddy Pyro took 100 milligrams the other day instead of ruining him for 2 days.
Oh, my God. That's insane, huh?
Yeah. Now, listen. But you guys know. You've done it all. You've done every drug known to man. You've banged every girl. You've had every STD. You've played every arena. You're like Bon Jovi with more bumps.
Dude, I'll tell you, man. Drugs and partying, they're like Big Macs. They taste the same, dude. It's the same result. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's just the same result.
It's comfortable.
You need to have a good high, no matter which way it's at.
And that's what happens at Rocklahoma. And then the new album, I cannot wait. And I'm just like, man, it's time. It's been too long. It's time for a new Steel Panther record.
Yeah, I've been thinking about you. I was thinking about you last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really want you to hear a few songs. When the mixes are done, I'm going to send them over to you. I think you're really going to enjoy them, dude.
I can't wait. I can't wait. Everybody's feeling good?
Yeah, everyone's good, man. We're all happy and, like, stoked to be working still and out there playing. I mean, this is our fifth studio record we're getting ready to put out. And for us, it's a huge milestone for us.
Yeah, of course, man, for any band. You know, and you guys, I mean, and all kidding aside, if you've not seen Steel Panther, prepare yourself, Oklahoma, because you're getting ready to get your ass handed to you. And that's the thing that makes us so good is when you watch this band play, they are so ridiculously talented. And then you're having a great time. And there's so few. And listen, there's a lot of great singers and you're one of them. But there are very few great frontmen and you are one of them. And that, you are the master of ceremonies in the greatest tradition of classic David Lee Roth and on. You know, you got to be the guy who runs the party, and that is not swinging from your nuts. That's from the first time I saw you guys at the Key Club, I was completely knocked out because very few people in this world have what you guys have.
Well, that's really nice to say, dude. And I can't believe we've been doing it this long. I remember after we did our first record, you know, the critics were saying, as they were waiting for our second one to come out, they're like, oh, they're just a one-trick pony.
Sure.
One and done. The joke's over. And now I can just tell them all to suck my dick.
That's right. S my D. Just S my D. Lick my A. Dude, it's true. Listen, you heard the AC/DC thing. You know, they'd go, Angus, what do you say to the critics that say you're writing the same song over and over? And he goes, it's a good song now, isn't it? Like, yeah,
it's a great song.
It's a great song.
Hey,
that's
what I was going to tell you. This new record is, we're growing into our own on every new release. And this one, it doesn't fail in that respect at all either. But it's still, you know, we're still singing about what we love. It's a little bit different. I mean, before we were singing about whores and cocaine, now we're singing about sluts and Jack Daniels. So it's different, but it's not a far stretch.
I had a dream that there was a photograph on the inside. This is what I want. And it just said, it was called the Me Too photograph. And it was just all of you guys lined up with one chick on her knees.
God, dude, that's great.
Dude.
That should be the cover of our record.
Oh, my God. Baby's so pissed off. Hashtag me too, Steel Panther.
Oh, my God, dude.
At the very least, that would be a great T-shirt.
Yes, it would. I don't know, though, man.
You know
what? Definitely get a beer bottle in your face for that.
People listen. It's a joke, and I'm tired of it. I don't care anymore. There are really people out there who get hurt, and jokes don't hurt. You know what hurts? You know, guys like Harvey Weinstein who are like, you're going to do this. Those are the bad guys in this world, rapists and assaulters. Like, listen, I realized it had gone way too far when Satchel took the heat over the vagina melter box and the Nothing Never Gonna Be band was all pissed off and got 12 seconds of actual attention for their crappy music, which is the worst thing that could have ever happened to that band, because then somebody actually heard how terrible their music was.
Yeah, well, they could just say thank you to Steel Panther for making their career where it is now.
Listen.
Oh, what are they doing now, anyways?
Oh, yeah, the same thing they were doing before, looking for something to be angry about.
You know. Well, we put out a new pedal called Poontang Boomerang, which is a killer delay pedal. They can't talk about that.
I'm waiting for the Jizzmaster 5000.
Dude, that's going to be a good one. I think Lexi is working with a team of engineers. It's called the Crowd Noise Pedal. So whenever we
introduce a new pedal...
And lots of crowd noise will ensue.
That's hilarious. That's
great, though. It's
hilarious.
It sounds just like a real crowd. And it goes out into the audience, so it fools the audience to think that everyone's clapping.
Dude, all kidding aside, I can't believe nobody's ever made that option on a pedal. Like, just an extra button, extra 50 bucks, you get the crowd noise option.
It's a really good option, dude.
Oh, my God. That one should be called the Snatch Basher.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, dude, listen, as you can tell, I probably should have at least in some small way co-managed the band from the beginning, because it would have been a much shorter career and you could have gone home by now.
Yeah, I could have got much higher, too.
Yeah.
But you know what, dude? I guess even though we've been doing this for touring and supporting records for 10 years now.
Yeah.
I think coming up in June, it will be our 10th year anniversary for our first record.
So good, man.
It's exciting.
Ah, dude, it's going to be great. Your voice sounds great. You guys are all doing great. The show is better than it's ever been. It's trust me, you got to stay to irritate the critics, because far from being a one-trick pony, what pisses them off is doing well, seeing that crowd sing along, seeing the smiles in the audience, and the people really having a great time and getting that value for their dollar, not staring at their shoes and, you know, wearing flannel shirts and waiting to go camping and hang themselves. It's a great show. It's just for fun.
Well, I appreciate that, man. We take it real serious, and then we take it really not serious. It's a really fun combination to be in. You don't really have to worry about what other people think. You just do your thing and enjoy yourself. And if people dig it, it's awesome. If they don't, get out.
Hey, man. This is, I figured out a long time ago, dude. I'm in the regular person business because I'm regular. You know what I mean? Like everybody wants to have a boutique. I'm in the Walmart business because that's where I got to go. That's where I shop. You know, that's be who you are and you'll do great.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling all my kids.
So when you get out of jail, just be who you are.
That's right. That's right, man. Hey, you have a great show tonight. I'll be pulling in tomorrow morning when you guys, I'm sure, have already pulled out. But I love you, brother. Give all my love to everybody. And hey, don't forget about that T-shirt. We should at least make the Me Too shirt.
Yeah, that's a good shirt. I'll have the guy at the mall make it for me. I'm not kidding. He will. All right. Well, listen. We'll be pulling out, obviously, all the time, but tomorrow morning. So we'll miss you. But I love you guys, man. I'm glad I finally got to call in and talk to you. And I can't wait to start sending you some of the new records. I think you're going to love it, dude.
The great Michael Starr, Steel Panther, tonight, Rock and Roll. Stay there, brother.
Thank you.
Hold on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.